live, local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
After 10 o'clock, my pleasure to welcome back to the show Marty Harrell and another edition of Positively Iberia. Marty, how are we doing today?
I'm staying out of the rain.
There you go.
You know, and that's not an easy thing to do the last few days, that's for sure.
And will be tough to do the next several, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, is anybody building the ark? Have they reported it yet? You know, with all this rain, I thought it was important that we take a look at something that sometimes is a little negative. You know, social media is often thought to be the bane of our modern society. You know, you reported some of that earlier in your news today about all of these crazy things that are going around. But sometimes, if you pay attention, you can actually find something to learn. And such was the case this week when a longtime real-life friend posted that she discovered that she was a pluviophile. I think I said it right. You know, that word sent me running to the dictionary, and apparently so did several of her other friends who posted that they'd had to Google it. But worry not, my friend is not some kind of weirdo. She just loves the rain. That's kind of weird, but yeah, just she loves the rain. And people that love the rain are called pluviophiles. The word comes from the Latin for pluvial, which means the rain, and phile, which denotes a person or thing. So therefore, a pluviophile is a lover of rain or someone that finds joy and peace of mind during rainy days. In other words, pluviophiles find rainy days beautiful, and here's the word, positive. And I guess it's whatever floats your boat, right? Or ark, in this case. And in case you're wondering, a person who loves the sun is a heliophile. You got to give some equal time, you know. So today we feature a couple of programs that are definitely making a positive impact on the quality of life here in Iberia Parish. So let's meet them and get a voice to go with their names. Charlie, welcome back.
Thanks. Glad to be back. Thanks for inviting me.
And just quick like a bunny, tell us full name, rank, serial number.
Charlie Robertson. I live here in New Iberia, and I'm very honored to be the president of IPAL Board. IPAL is Iberia Performing Arts League, our community theater.
Good, good. And joining us by phone, because we had a few little technical difficulties this morning. Good morning, Felicia.
Good morning, Miss Marty.
And you are?
I'm Felicia Armstead with the You Are Wonderful campaign founder.
Awesome. Awesome. I just wanted everybody to have some voices to go with the names. They're going to have faces for me and Charlie and Jeff. And unfortunately, as I said, Felicia wasn't able to make the connection, but she's here with us. So first up is IPAL. Located just around the corner from the Kane Studios is the remodeled S&E Theater. And it's named after the first two letters of the last names of the original owners of the movie theater that operated from the 1930s to the late 1980s. Mr. Scharf and, say it, Charlie, Elliot?
Elias.
Scharf and Elias, S and E. The Performing Arts League purchased the building in 2001 and now calls the S&E its permanent home and continues the restoration on the building. Now, repping for IPAL today is Charlie Robinson. As he mentioned, he's serving his second term as the IPAL president. What makes me think maybe that might have something to do with the pandemic? A lot of presidents are doing two terms right now because of the situation, but nevertheless, Charlie's actually a native of Panama City, Florida, but he's lived in Louisiana for 34-ish years, and he's been a yearbook sales rep for Herf Jones of Indianapolis, Indiana. He works with over 100 schools in the Acadiana area, helping them design and publish their school yearbooks. He discovered the S&E Theater and IPAL in 2008. He says that Beau Boulanger practically drug him to the S&E to be in Oklahoma, the production of Oklahoma, where he was a cowboy in the ensemble, a preacher, and even had a little solo. And I think the theater bug bit him at that point, and he was hooked. He's most proud of the three plays he's directed, especially his first one, Barefoot in the Park. Now, Charlie is also very active in the community in other ways. He serves on the board of directors for the for Iberia Cultural Resources and works on the trilingual plaques located in downtown New Iberia. And in addition, he's a volunteer for the Shadows on the Tesh and the Bayou Tesh Museum. Charlie, how's the S&E's facelift going, and what's on the horizon for productions?
Our facelift is going well. We remodeled our room in the back where the actors get ready. It's called the Green Room. And we did a lot of work back there when we had downtime because of COVID. And we also are getting a new marquee, which is supposed to be installed tomorrow. We're keeping our fingers crossed about that. It's been delayed a number of times. Tomorrow and Saturday, they're supposed to install it. And we're getting some new display cases out front that are more authentic to the time period of the theater. And we just continue to do improvements. You know, it's an old building, and a lot of maintenance needs to be done. When we started tearing down walls in the back, we found rot and had to replace that and new electrical wiring. And so it's just a constant upkeep, but it's well worth it.
Absolutely, because it's definitely a landmark. We're so blessed in Iberia Parish to have both of our downtown theaters restored back to their previous glory. So it's really exciting. So tell us just real quick, like a little bit about, I know that this exterior marquee project is kind of a grant slash co-op sort of thing. Folks always wonder, what, you know, when I make a donation or if I buy a ticket, what does that do? And I would assume that that's part of what made this is making all this happen.
It is. The marquee was funded through several grants. The biggest came from the National Park Service, Department of Interior. And we also got a grant from the Downtown Development and a couple of smaller ones along the way. We did have to pay some of it ourselves, a chunk of money, and that comes from our membership and season tickets. We have a very generous community that supports us, and we love all of them. Also, we had from our movie night, Jason Bayard and Mark Beyonce are in charge of that. We collected almost $5,000 from that.
Wow.
$7,000 from that. And that also went to our grant, to our marquee. So it's been a combination, but most of the money did come from grants.
Well, you know, I forgot to mention that thanks to us being able to do our interviews via Zoom these days, that you actually took some time and you're set up in the lobby there at the S&E, which is really cool. We have to do a little show and tell there, right?
We got Fred Astaire, Shirley Temple, Clark Gable, and Melania Dietrich there in the background. So, yeah, and we are having a grand opening with the marquee and kicking off our new season, hopefully in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So we and plan to invite the community to come in and do some tours and see the theater and our reproduction, our remodeling.
That's awesome. So what's on the production schedule? You know, the fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness we're able to do it. So we are asking people to wear their masks when they come in to our productions. And when they sit down and they're eating or whatever, they can take them off just by walking around or whatever. We like for people to wear masks. We actually have our first show. Let me put my cheaters on here. Mm-hmm. Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, directed by New Iberia's own Mitch Prudhomme. That starts open September 24th, so next week, and that runs for 2 weekends. And it is a fantastic musical comedy. All our shows, all 5 shows this year, are comedies.
Good. We need a little comic relief in our life right now.
I feel like people need to laugh, you know, a lot this time of our lives. And then after that, we have Nonsense, which is a comedy, and it's hilarious. It's directed by Catherine Caffrey.
Is that a reprise? Have we done Nonsense at IPAL before?
We have not done that before, but it's been done in a lot of community theaters.
Ah, so okay.
It's pretty well known. It features five nuns, and they're putting on a performance within a performance, and it's really hilarious. And then we have our USO Christmas show, which we've done before, twice before. And it's like a variety show honoring our troops and celebrating Christmas, and that's going to be in December. And our big musical this year is The Producers, and that's going to be in March, and three weekends in March. And that will be where we have our orchestra and a lot of dancing and singing, and it's a really funny show, too. It was on Broadway. It was a big hit on Broadway, and then it also has been a movie, several movies made out of it. So
Nathan Lane. Yeah, okay.
Matthew Broderick. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then our last show of the season will be The Odd Couple, which I'm directing, and it's going to be in end of May and 1st of June, and pretty much everybody knows The Odd Couple and the and it's a traditional version with the guys, not the ladies. So yeah, it's all five musicals and all five comedies. I'm sorry, but four of them are musicals. So it's I feel we have a fantastic season for everybody.
That's awesome. So season tickets still on sale and or not? Or are we just doing?
They're not on sale anymore. You can still memberships are on sale, but you can buy individual shows. Right now, we have. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is on our website, iPalTheater.com. And you can go there and purchase tickets. Or at our local establishments have tickets. Our local vendors, A Spot for Tea, DeLon's Pharmacy, Daily Iberian, and Allianz Jewelers.
Awesome. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Sounds like you're going to be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy, but we're just so thankful to be back and have live theater again. And, you know, Broadway, of course, is opening up again, and theaters are all across the country. And it's been a void for a lot of people. And we're excited to bring entertainment to our community.
That's great. That's exciting. Definitely is exciting. And again, just a reminder that masks are not required, but they certainly requested. And of course, I think I even noticed on your website something about IPAL board is encouraging everyone to get vaccinated as well.
Yes, so. Yes. And masks are required when people come in, you know, when they're walking around.
Oh, okay.
But they can sit and they sit, eat, you know, or sit with their group. I mean, you can take your masks off then, but yeah. We just would like to, you know, for abundance of for precautions to have
right.
The masks. So.
And are there going to be any capacity limitations? Are you planning any of that for social distancing, for pods and that kind of thing?
Well, we are going to social distance. We can have, as long as people wear their mask, we can have a full audience of about 200.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly hope to have that many. But as long as we're requiring people to wear a mask, we can do that. If we didn't, we would have to social distance more.
Okay. Well, that's just good information to share out there. We want to make sure everybody has the information to make an informed decision about their participation in social activities. We right. still have to err to the side of the abundance of caution. I think is the word.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And our COVID guidelines, we have them officially approved by the state fire marshal. So we put a lot of work into it. We're not having to do as many things this time like we did last year, but we still want to make sure everybody is safe and has a safe and clean environment. So
awesome. It's always good to do the right thing, as it were.
Right.
Well, thanks, Charlie. We're going to talk about some other fun, positive stuff that's going on in Iberia Parish. And I don't think that my friend Ellen Fuchs will mind if I borrow her words from a story that she wrote for the Daily Iberian a few months back. So here goes, and I quote, there you are, driving down Parkview Drive. It's been a meh day, one of those seemingly endless string of meh days. And you look to your right at the entrance of City Park. There is a big sign, blue, yellow, and white. It says, "Has anyone told you today you're wonderful?" End quote. You blink, you look twice, there's a tiny spark of something, just what you needed on a day like this. Then you think, where is this coming from, and why did it happen to me? This is not your imagination, it's not a mystic indication, it's not a message from your guardian angel, but it's also not a coincidence. This is a message from the You Are Wonderful campaign being introduced to Iberia Parish by Felicia and Calvin Armstead. And Felicia, the founder of the Y'all campaign, as it's shortened down to, joins us today to tell us more about this project, how and why she and Calvin, her husband of 31 years, brought the campaign to Iberia Parish and the activities you can expect along the way. And from what I've seen of this mom of three and grandmother of 13, a little rain doesn't dampen the positive spirit of this social butterfly. So, Felicia, tell us about You Are Wonderful.
Good morning, Miss Marty and Mr. Charlie. You Are Wonderful is a positive vibe that Calvin and I started years ago with family members in our church circle, and I would say about 25 years ago. And it always sparked. It always caused someone to say, oh, really? You know, or something in that vein with a smile on their face. So we moved to Texas, San Marcos, Texas, and I ended up working for Gary Job Corps. It's a corporation that's set up for children, I would say, 16 to 24 years old when they're doing that pivotal term, trying to find what they want to do. So it's like a trade center to teach trades and like that. And watching and looking at those students, it popped back up in my mind again. And some of them I would say, you're wonderful, you know. And I saw that it was helping them to make that pivotal turn in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. When we moved back here due to COVID, I had to push off from my career and like that. And Calvin as well, and we moved back home, and I thought the campaign was, you know, just for Gary, until one day I was sitting thinking, and I was like, you know, it's so much negative, and I don't even like saying that word, but it's so much that's happening due to COVID and other things. I just said, you know, when I go to the grocery store, I'll just tell the clerk she's wonderful, or anything that, any place that I would go outside at that time, we would just stay in and don't go out no more than what we needed to. And I saw it grab the very soul of many in the marketplace, even at church. I saw it grab their emotions. And I said, you know what, I need to maybe write a proposal or something and see about launching this in this community.
Now, New Iberia is your husband's native hometown, but remind me again where you know, we always want to know who's your mama and where you're from around here. So you're not from New Iberia, but Calvin is, right?
Calvin is born, raised in New Iberia. Yes, ma'am. I am from Omaha, Nebraska.
Ah, there you go. Well, you know, like yes. I said, it's one of those things. We love – I'm not from New Iberia either. Charlie's not. Jeff's not. I guess our entire panel today is not from New Iberia by native birth or whatever, but we all choose to live here. For many different reasons. So that's interesting. So Speaking of the rain, you know, it's kind of the theme today. Back in June, y'all helped put together a Unity in the Community event in the West End Park, and it was successful in spite of getting quite a bit of rain, but you're bringing that back, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We were planning for the 18th, which would have been this Saturday, to do the Unity Community Picnic. But with the grounds, again, probably being soaked, we pushed it to the 25th.
Okay. So, you want to talk a little bit about it? That's not that far away. It's just a week away.
A week away, yes, ma'am. The Unity Community Picnic. It's just designed to put fun during a negative time or not so fun a time, and also to develop, I would say, a united front, and by going about it that way, to everybody getting a "You Are Wonderful" T-shirt and or just being there to come together. The one that we had in June, it was amazing. We know this one will be pretty much a replica of that one, except we would hopefully be on the ground. The mayor, the marshal, fire department, police department, it was amazing, Miss Marty, to see pastors and just people in the community coming together. Just having fun. We had a few vendors there that was not selling anything. We don't sell anything at all. It's just to say who we are, who they are, and what they bring to us.
Just to get to know your neighbors, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'm looking at the flyer, and it says mm-hmm. the cost is a smile, 10 seconds, and a kind word. I think that's really interesting. And it talks about music, food, games, and fun. Is it still going to start at 11, run from 11 to 5 next Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And at the West End Park, right?
At the West End Park, yes, ma'am, on 1200 Steel Street, yes.
So families can gather up, cook on site, do whatever they have, play some games, enjoy some music, and just tell everybody that they're wonderful, right?
And yes, ma'am, in all actuality, they do not have to cook because the y'all will be hosting it. So we will have a pit there doing hot dogs, hamburgers. It's open up for everyone to just come and play the games, win prizes, and like that. So, yes, ma'am.
Well, that is wonderful for that, no doubt. We'll look forward to that. Felicia, anything else you want to add about the campaign itself? What's the deal on the signs? What's the plan?
So the plan for the signs was to place out there. It also have our email and a phone number on the sign that if anyone would like to just help push this positive vibe via getting signs or just coming out of being connected in the vein of when they call or email, we'll have their name, you know, email address, and we can let them know when we're doing something. It's for a campaign meeting to come together with other events. There's a couple that we've done. We call them intersection shout out, where we'll get on an intersection, one of the busy ones, you know, just hand out your wonderful cards and waving, telling, holding signs, just pushing positive vibes in doing that. So like that. That's pretty much it for right now, Miss Marty. It's just for everybody to grab a hold to it, pushing the positivity. And, yeah.
Okay. Would you like to share that phone number and email address? Or you can send it to me and I'll make sure we put it with the post of today's post show. Or you want to share
okay.
that?
The phone number is area code 337-251-9201. And the email address is theyawcmpn@yahoo.com.
Okay. And I'll make sure that's in the post show in case you missed it this afternoon, so that people may have missed the address. And Charlie, you, before I forget, do you want to give some contact information for iPal? We'll go back and pick that up while I'm thinking about it.
Sure. First of all, I want to say to Miss Felicia, I love your signs. Every time I see them around town, they make me smile. So thank you for doing that. We need more positivity.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sure. You can go to iPalTheater.com to get more information on our productions, on, you know, buy tickets, to become a member. You can also email us at iPalTheater@gmail.com if you want to ask questions or just get more information that way as well.
Okay, great. I forgot to ask you that at the very end, and got to make sure we get that in there. Folks may want to get some more information. I do have a few community announcements. First of all, Iberia Parish voters, are you aware that polling locations may have changed? We want to remind folks about that. And if you have questions about the redistricting and how it affects you as a voter, you can ask a demographer tonight at 6 p.m. at the Iberia Parish School Board Education Center on LeMaire Street. You can also find information on the Go Vote, G-E-A-U-X, Vote app, or you can call the Iberia Parish Registrar of Voters office at 337-369-4407. And don't forget that the election that was originally scheduled for October, has been pushed back, moved to Saturday, November 13th, due to the impacts of Hurricane Ida. Now, we're going to post a link to the Secretary of State's website where you can look it up on the web as well. We'll have that in our post-show information. And yesterday was the official beginning of National Hispanic American Heritage Month, and it runs September 15th to October 15th, mid-month to mid-month. I wondered why that was. I looked it up, and actually the September 15th is Mexican Independence Day. It's not Cinco de Mayo. It's Mexican Independence Day. Whole different ballgame. Yeah. National Hispanic American Heritage Month started yesterday, runs through mid-October, and it's time for us to celebrate our Spanish heritage in Iberia Parish with the New Iberia Spanish Festival's 5th Annual King's Ball. It's scheduled for Friday, October the 1st, over at the City Park Sear Gates Community Center at 7 o'clock. The royalty presentation and crowning will start at 7:30. It's a formal/semi-formal event. Yes, no jeans, please. Doesn't have to get fancy, but you know, the kings and all that are going to be, kings and queens are all going to be all dressed up. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $35 a person. It includes live entertainment by New Iberia native recording artist Keely Brennan, tapas, and a cash bar. And the next day, the Spanish Festival pageant is back this year. It's open to all contestants. Spanish descent is not required to compete. That was early on, but it is no more. The children's pageant competition starts at 2 o'clock Saturday, the 2nd of October, at the Sear Gates Rec Center, and other age divisions will follow during the day. The Miss category, which, you know, the Miss Spanish Festival, will actually have the opportunity to go on and compete for the Queen of Queens title via the Louisiana Association of Fairs and Festivals. So that's kind of exciting to be able to compete in that. Now, for details, including ball tickets, pageant entry forms, all that other good stuff, you can contact Brinkley Segura Lopez at 337-380-7636. You know, she wears a lot of hats for the New Iberia Spanish Association, including the King's Ball, the pageant, and she's the VP of the association. I will certainly post their website on our post show in case you missed it, so you can find more details there. But if you need something, give give Brinkley a call. She'd love to hear from you. Now, I have a quick update from the Iberia Crime Stoppers auction. I'm sure Barry will have some more information later today. But time's ticking. We've just got about 14 days left in the auction. There are currently 51 items up for bid, and I'll be adding another one later today. So we're still getting donations, and items are coming up into the online auction. Go to www.biddingforgood.com/Iberia Crime Stoppers. Again, the link will be on our post show posting. Man, there's some cool stuff. If you happen to be a fisherman or a hunter, there are some charter fishing trips. There are staycations. There are one-of-a-kind type items. There is a gorgeous handmade, I call it a hunting knife or fisherman's knife. It is just beautiful. Just take a look. Just go take a look. You never know what you might pick up for a Christmas gift even. Do some shopping. Lots of things donated by local merchants, handcrafted items, some collector's items. There's always fun stuff on these kinds of auctions. So check it out. And on next week's Positively Iberia, we'll meet Iberia Medical Center's new family medicine physician, Dr. Tyler Hebert. We'll get to know Brennan LeBlanc, the newly designated head of cancer services at IMC, and get the latest on the new ER department at IMC's North Campus. Plus, I'm sure we'll have a COVID-19 update from Dion Vietar, the CEO there at Iberia Medical Center. And, of course, you can always get all the details, find out what's coming up in our programming and other announcements, too, by giving the Positively Iberia Facebook page a like and follow. Later today, we'll share, and in case you missed a post, with video peek behind the curtain, the show and tell stuff we're talking about of today's Zoom panel, and, of course, all the links we've mentioned today. And don't forget that past segments, in case you missed something, are archived on our Facebook page video tab. But if audio only is your preference, Jeff does an awesome job. Just surf over to the Kane1240.com website and you can play on demand. Now before we go, special thanks to Felicia Armstead from the You Are Wonderful campaign and Charlie Robinson from iPal for taking time out to be our guest on Positively Iberia today.
Glad to be here.
Charlie, any last quick comments?
Come see the show, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It opens next weekend, and it's hilarious and very entertaining. So we hope to see everyone there.
Awesome.
And hello, Jeff, by the way. I haven't said hello to Jeff yet.
Good to see you, Charlie.
Jeff kind of turns it. Jeff has been very kind to kind of turn the show over to me. He just sits there, nods his head, and we love him for it. So thanks, Jeff, once again. Or everything Kane does for Positively Iberia, too. Felicia, any last comment? Remind us again, what's going on next weekend?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to just say thank you as well to everyone for allowing y'all to come into town and push a positive vibe. And yes, on the 25th, there will be the Unity Community Picnic. Y'all, meaning everybody, is invited. Community Picnic at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 25th. And the cost is a smile, 10 seconds, and a kind word. Doing that eradicates negativity, pushing positive.
We love it. We love it. Now, Positively Iberia is produced by the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with Tesh Matters here on Kane 107.5 FM and AM 1240. Our promotional partner, News 15 KDN KLAF, and underwritten by the First National Bank of Generat. In closing, see what we can do to make this wrap back around. Vladimir Nabokov, okay, he was a Russian-American novelist who gained both fame and notoriety for his novel Lolita in 1955, is credited with saying, quote, "Do not be angry with the rain, It simply does not know how to fall upwards.
Like that.
You like that?
That's good.
We shouldn't be all upset with the rain. So stay safe. Stay well. Try to stay dry. We'll see you next Thursday. And remember, it's only getting better.